T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Wolf joining us, entertainment reporter, as Apple makes a big announcement yesterday. You know, Matt, it's an announcement I think a lot of people were expecting. They were waiting for quite some time.
Yeah.
And the answers, I don't know. They weren't there. We got what we expected and didn't get what we wanted to know.
Well, it was sort of like surprise, not so surprise. You know, I mean, we all knew Apple was starting to move into a more on-demand content space. We just didn't know when. And a lot of Apple's critics say, guys, you're a little late to the party here with this. But I got to tell you, when you're Apple, you go big. And yesterday's presentation for Apple TV Plus, when you roll out Steven Spielberg as your first presenter, and then Jennifer Aniston comes out on stage, Jason Momoa, Aquaman himself, Alfre Woodard, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, J.J. Abrams, then Oprah. They even had Big Bird on stage yesterday, okay? So these guys, you have to understand something. This was a very, very, very different type of presentation for Apple. You know, we're all used to seeing that once a year thing where they announce a new iPod or a new iPad or some new device or whatever. Nothing like that yesterday. You know, no more, just one more thing or anything like that. It felt more like a presentation to advertising executives by a television network, you know, but in this case, it's a tech company, and now they're trying to figure out how to be sort of a TV network.
We didn't learn when exactly it's going to launch. We didn't learn how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, details are a little scarce. We don't know how much this thing is going to be. The programming isn't expected, I believe, to roll out until next year. But just a short punch list here. Spielberg is going to be heading up a revival of Amazing Stories. That was his anthology series from the 80s. Aniston, Reese, Steve Carell, they'll be doing a show called The Morning Show, which will be set at a morning TV news entertainment type show. J.J. Abrams is going to be teaming up with singer Sarah Bareilles for a new series called Little Voice. Big Bird, yes, I wasn't kidding around. You know, Sesame Street is going to be doing a new spinoff show called Helpsters. And Oprah is going to be doing a bunch of new docuseries. Now, also what's interesting about this is all these deals, like with Spielberg, with Oprah and everything like that, Apple's not saying, you know, you exclusively work for us or anything like that. I mean, please, Spielberg can do what he wants to at this point in his career. But Oprah, she has that little network called OWN. But, you know, they're more or less third-party contractors for Apple to come up with content. And I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see how it shakes out.
Are we hitting maybe that peak, though, where there's just so many different streaming services? I mean, you have Disney coming online at some point this year. Now you're going to have Apple. And I mean, I've already reached the point where there's too much to watch. I haven't caught up on any of it.
Yeah, and then sort of I get this email from my Netflix account this morning that my subscription is going up to $12.99 this month. I'm like, really, guys? Timing is fortuitous. But yeah, listen, it's a crowded landscape right now. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, YouTube has their own on-demand service. CBS All Access, like you said before, ABC's parent company Disney is going big on Disney Plus at the end of the year. It's a crowded landscape, and the best I can say is there's something for everybody, and it's all about that on-demand, direct-to-consumer pipeline right now. I mean, you and I, we can turn on still any of the big three networks like CBS, NBC, ABC. We watch our shows on a specific night, you know, at a specific time. But if you're a guy like me that's doing a lot of commuting, running around, going to the gym, if I can download the entire season of Stranger Things and watch it while I'm on the train, I'm good with that. Do you know what I mean? So it's about knowing your audience, knowing that demographic, and coming up with some really, really solid content. And I don't see where you go wrong with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that too. Hey, you know what? We were talking about this a little bit earlier on this morning. Another thing Apple announced was their credit card. Did you hear the part that, you know, it's all based on your phone, but they're going to offer you can get the physical card too. It's going to be a titanium card with your name etched in it. How cool is that?
Lethal weapon, too. I mean, what?
I mean, just imagine that. You know, I've got my credit limit of like $200, but I can slap that card down on the table. You feel like a boss.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, this is where I'm still old school with certain things in my life. And, you know, full disclosure here, I still write out checks, believe it or not.
Wow. Not in the line at like the store and everything, too?
I don't need a Batarang credit card, you know, to...
It would just be cool.
It's cool, but you brought up a really interesting point here. You know, Apple is a product with enormous brand loyalty, as we know. You know, Apple aficionados are just that. They'll go for the new devices. They'll go for things like that credit card. And they're going to go for things like this Apple Television Plus. I expect it to do very, very well.
Okay, so you mentioned all the celebrities that were on the stage yesterday, all the big names. I mean, can we rank them? I put Big Bird first.
I say Big Bird is right there above Oprah, definitely.
Big Bird, Oprah, Spielberg, and then it kind of goes down from there.
And Jennifer Aniston, she's somewhere in the middle there, but it's still Jen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, something like that. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for the update and joining us again. That's Matt Wolf talking about Apple's big announcement yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.